Hello and welcome to the award-winning gutter. It's a Father's Day special of the award-winning gutter, which makes no difference whatsoever to the award-winning gutter, but we're just going to plow on and speculate on fathers and whether they're moving to different countries or what have you. Joining me this morning are Joel Sanderson-Murray, Robbie O'Neill, and John the Gibbo Gibbons. Joel, it's been ages since you were on this. I feel like one summer, it was like summer of Joel Sanderson-Murray, and you were there forever. But did we actually buy anyone that year? Can't remember.
No, that's a bad luck charm, Rob. Sorry, no. I hate Simon. On the wrong person to get on this.
Well, this is the summer where not even the worst Jonas can spoil Liverpool's level of transfer activity, because we are buying everyone and we are selling everyone. So let's start with what broke yesterday. Let's start with you, Joel. What the hell, hey? And it came out from a variety of sources, the good ones, like the Ornstini and the Fabrizio, who's well back in favour at the moment, by the way, Fabrizio. We'll come on to that later. But they both said that Atletico Madrid are weighing up a move to sign Andy Robertson. Ornstein said Theo Hernandez is out of the frame. Fabrizio said Atletico hope to sign Robbo for a free or for a small fee. Same agent as Trent, i.e. his brother, I think. So the plot is thickening in a direction I don't think we thought it would thicken. I think we all supposed we'd see at least another year of Andy.
It came out of nowhere a bit yesterday, didn't it? I think like the general consensus, or at least the thought process I had at the start of the summer, is we're going to sign a left back, and that the screen looks like it's going to be Kerkez, and then it'll be Tsimikas will go, because you probably get more value out of selling Tsimikas, and Robert just stays until the end of his contract, and everyone lives, you know, happy ever after into the sunset. But then this has thrown a proverbial spanner into the works, hasn't it? And then the more and more it sort of landed yesterday, and as the day went on, the more it kind of made a bit of sense to me, actually. And not in a good way. I mean, it'll be gutting to see him go, and I don't think it's necessarily the right decision. But for himself, I kind of feel like it probably does make a bit of sense. And, you know, we've seen recently he's given a few comments about his future, hasn't he? And especially on national team duty last week, he alluded that there have been contract talks or talks about his future, but it seemed a little bit ominous to me. That raised a few alarm bells. I think he would love to stay at Liverpool, but I'm wondering if he knows that he's not going to be first choice next season. And I wonder if he's kind of thinking his body might be